Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Zayin. We're holding roughly halfway down the Amud. And specifically, in my Gemara, there's a bracket around the word Itzrich. Ele Itzrich Solka Daita Chamina. I hope everybody has that. Halfway down, brackets, Itzrich, Ele Itzrich Solka Daita Chamina. We're in the middle of a wonderful, wonderful sugya that we started virtually at the beginning of our Masechta about the inyan of an Asay being Doicha Eloi Sese. And in this case, an asei being doicha aloises sheyesh boi kares. Why are we in this sugya? Because as you recall, we started off the Mishnah, we started off our Masechta, saying that even though a person has a mitzvah of yibum, if chas v'shalom his brother passes away without children, and leaving nebuch and almanu or two, big mitzvah of yibum, or chalitza. However, if it turns out that one of the women that was left as an almana happens to be his immediate relative, one of the 15 that we have in our Mishnah, Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, Bas Benoy, etc., then there is no mitzvah of Yibam, nothing, zero, no mitzvah of Yibam, no mitzvah Chalitza, totally off the hook, not only with respect to the Erva, but also with respect to the Tzoreis, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara said, how do we know that? Where do you take that from? And the Gemara said, I take it from the fact that it says, Oleha, Oleha. Where does it say, Oleha, Oleha? By the mitzvah of Yibam, it says, Yivama, Yavoy, Oleha. And by the Isser of Erva of Achois Ishtoi, the Ishel Achois Olesikach, Litzror, the Galis, Ervasa, Oleha, Bechayeha. What do I need that extra word, Oleha, for? So that extra word, Oleha, comes to tell you that even though normally there's a mitzvah of Yibam, however, when the Aveira is such that it's an Erva, then you're part of no mitzvah of Yibam. So it sounds like that without that drasha of Aleha Aleha, I would have thought that he should be Miyabim, even though the mitzvah of Yibam is a mitzvah Saseh. And the Isser Erva is a Halav Shiyesh by Kares, I would have thought that the Asay of Yibam is Docha the Lav Shiyesh Bekaris. And the Gemara asks, where do you take that from? After all, Lav Shiyesh Bekaris, the Asay should be Doichit. And the Gemara gave us yesterday six different potential Makoros, and the Gemara was Docha every single one of them. Which were those six Makoros? We have three cases where you have mitzvahs which are Doicha Shabbos. We had Mila, and then we had Korban Pesach, and we had Tomid. And therefore, and this is Aloyseth Shish Bakaris, Shabbos. Shabbos even has Skila. So how could it be that those three are Docha Shabbos? So I have a raya that Anasei is Docha Aloyseth Shish Bakaris, and that's why I need the Aleha Aleha. And the Gemara said, no, that cannot be. Each one of them we had a pircha. Legabe Mila, we said it's Doicha Shabbos because of the fact that it's Nichrusu Aleha Shloish Esse Krisois. The reason why Pesach is Doicha is because of the fact that Pesach is itself an Asei Shiyesh Bei Karis. And so therefore you got to bring the Karim Pesach. When can I go and say an Asei is Doicha Aloysi Shiyesh Bei Karis if it's super, super charged? Like Mila is supercharged, Shloish Esse Krisois. Pesach is supercharged because in itself is an Asay Shiyesh by Karis. And Karban Tomid is supercharged by the fact that it's Todir every single day. And afterwards, Gemara said, because of Mehadibur, Machloik is Besham Beisil. Anyway, so I can't bring a Raya from any of those three. So what were the other three Rayas that Gemara brought? Gemara brought a Raya from the Loch of Kibbet Avaim. The Kibbet Avaim, if it wasn't for the fact that it says, as something. Yeah, that's true, but you have to be in binyan in pasuk. Ish ima v'av tirav eshem soisit tishmar. If it wasn't for that pasuk, I would have said that one should go and follow a father's dictate to go and bashelli or shchoitli on Shabbos. Really? Yes, that's what I have thought. If it wasn't for that pasuk, ish ima v'av tirav. So then the Gemara said, but I can't bring a raya from that because that's what we call a hechsher mitzvah. What means hechsher mitzvah? The only way that you can go and be mekayim the tzivoy of the father is if you actually go and shech. Or if you actually go and cook. Mashenkin, the case of Yibam, you don't have to do Yibam. You always have a second option, and that is to do Chalitza. Daniel, you remember from yesterday. Gimalik. So that's the case of Kibbet Avei. So that's no good, right? So let's go bring a Ryan now from a case of Asuli Migdash, Binyan Migdash. It says Vasuli Migdash Shant Soicham Chamitza. However, the Torah says, don't build on Shabbos. Oh, so I see I have over here a case of Shabbos, and I say, which normally would be Doicha the Loisa Shiesh Bekaris, it's Shabbos. Oh, so that's what I need. Aleha Aleha. Then Gemara said, no, can't bring a right from there, because you know what that pasuk comes to tell you. The pasuk Gemara was quoting was, Shabsoiti Tishmoiru Mudashi Tiro. Whatever, it's not for that, Vaseidah Chaloi Sesem. That's going to tell you, Hilchois Moira Mikdash, that don't go on the Harabayas wearing your Maklim and Oli Pundasi, Avik Sharaglav. Don't make a kapandria, a shortcut, rekika kavachaymer. So that's for a different story. Aha. So what was the final raya that Gemara wanted to go and bring yesterday? The raya was from Lisavaru, Eish b'chom eishveisechem, the Gabi the halacha of Bezdin has a duty to go and execute chas v'shalom someone who was over on one of the averis that require that the person get one of the arba mises Bezdin. Should he do that on Shabbos or not? The Gemara said, yeah. The Bezin should go and execute on Shabbos. I Shabbos Zdracha and Esa Sheish Baikaris. I don't care. It says in the Pasik Vahumas. And I say, is Doicha Loisa Sheish Baikaris? Until the Gemara said, no. Why? Because it says Moshe Seichem. Therefore, I learned that you do not do that. But otherwise, I would have thought, since an essay is Doicha Loisa Sheish Baikaris, had it not said Moshe Seichem. So let's learn from there. The Gabi, our case, that's why I need Aleha, Aleha. And the Gemara was, when it was Doicha that Pshat too. Well, how is it Gemara Doicha? Because the Gemara said, that's Dafka, because that Braisa was not based on Asay Doicha Loisasa, it was based on a Kal V'choymer. What was the Kal V'choymer? From the fact that Avoid is Chamura, it's Doicha Shabbos, and Tzicha Doicha Isa, then Avadar Tzicha is going to be Doicha, the case of Shabbos. Frank Gemara said, Eino Chanami, so let it take be Doicha. And then we said, because Kvur is Meis Mitzvah. Anyway, bottom line is, every one of these rayas that we wanted to bring as a mokar, then an asay, is doicha, a loisish yesh bekaris, each one, unfortunately, at the end, fizzled out, we do not have a raya. And in fact, what the Gemara concludes is, you're right, there is no such rule of asay being doicha, a loisish yesh bekaris. Only an asay can be doicha, a regular loisesa. It cannot be doicha aloises sheish paikars. If that's the case, so what do I need aleha aleha for? The reason why a person can't be meyabin one of the 15 arayas is because it's a lav sheish paikars. What do I need aleha? And that's where we're up to here in the middle of Zion Amid Aleph Ele Itzrich. You know why I need aleha? Because al kadai to chamin to have a high aishes ach. Dover shahoyim b'chlal miyotze min haklal lelamed loy lelamed al atzma yotze el lelamed al haklal kula yotze. What does that mean? As we know, that's one of the shloish esrei limudim that we have in the morning that we say Berabbi Shmuel. And what this tells us is, if you have a particular halacha which is already dealt with in the Torah on a klal level, a generic general level, and it's included within that general set, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu plucked it out from that set and individually addressed it. It was not just to go and say, well, I had nothing better to do, so I figured I'll pull out this one out of the set and discuss it more. No. It comes to tell you about others in the same set. What does that mean? Well, what are we talking about? We're going to get back to Yibam and the Aroyas in a moment, but first we're going to show you what it means elsewhere in the Torah. Tesanya. Don't show you b'chlal, the yotzim in the klal. Look, the lamed, the lats, the yotzim, the lamed, the klal, the yotzim. Keitza. V'anev sheshetechum sar, bosim, yizem ha-chashlam ha-shel ha-shem, v'temosei, olav, etc. What is all of this about? There is a generic pasuk talking about that a person who's chas v'shalom tamei should be careful not to go into the base of Migdosh and not eat kodshim. Now, there's a generic pasuk that applies to all karbanas. Rashi quotes it here. In fact, the Rashi is right parallel to our Gemara. Bechlal kol kodeshim hoyu, says Rashi, show you shekvar kolam kores mikulon. Anyone that eats any of the kodshim, any kodshim, whether it's an oil, whether it's a shlomim, whether it's an osher, a machatas, any shlomim eats betuma, then the din of kares. Where it's in the pasuk called ish ashiyikra mikol zarachem ela kodeshim ashiyakdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem etumasei alav v'nichrisa. Oh, so it really says the din of kares by a person who eats kodeshim betuma. Now, returning to our Gemara, v'anefesh shetoichu basim izevach ha-shlomim betumasei alav. If you're eating a shlomim in your tummy, v'nichrisa. So the question is, why shlomim bechlal kodeshim oyu? Shlomim is just one example of many kodeshim. So we already have the generic pasuk by kodeshim, which we just covered. Kol ish shiyikra mikol zarachem men kodeshim eshetishim bnei Yisrael Hashem etumasei alav v'nichrisa. So I already know this halacha. V'lami yatsu. So why did Kodesh Baruch Hu repeat it specifically by shlomim? Says, I'll tell you why. Lahakish alein, to make a hekish. V'loy malach. Ma shlomim yuchodim kodshim izbeach. Just like shlomim is kodshim izbeach. Af kol. When is there a din of kores if somebody eats from kodshim? If it's kodshim izbeach. Yotze kodshim berakabai is that there is no din of kores. Now, how come I don't know that without this limud? Because the first pasuk just simply says, "Kol ish ashiyikra mikol zarachem ela kodeshim ashiyakdishim nei Yisrael Hashem." So that kodeshim could theoretically include kodeshei bedek habayis. That's why we have to go and say, "No, I have a special pasuk shlomim that just like shlomim is kodeshim is beach." Then there's a din of kares. So therefore, all kodeshim is beach is din of kares, but not kodeshei bedek habayis. If a person had bedek habayis meat, or for that matter, bread, or anything that someone was makdish to bedek habayis, you can be makdish anything that you want to bedek habayis.
How could they wind up eating it? I mean, if I understand, there's a matir of kodeshei mizbeach that allows people, the kohanim, the balim, to eat it. Kodeshei bedek habayis, if it's kodeshei bedek habayis, then...
What's
the fact pattern that a person's eating it betuma?
Very good. I went to the store and I bought a 3 loaves of bread because I expected this morning to have 20 guests. I come home and I find out that the flight was canceled and the 20 guests are not coming. And I say to my wife, what am I going to go and do with 3 loaves of bread? It's just going to go bad. There's no room in the freezer. What am I going to do with it? You know what? I see the Gizber down the street. He always can use donations. There's a big sign. Any donation is accepted. I go and give him 2 of the 3 loaves. One I'm going to keep for my family. 2 of them I'm going to give to the Gizbar of the Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to tell him, use it for whatever you would like. The Gizbar says, I already have 25 other loaves because a whole bunch of other flights were canceled, and therefore what am I going to do with them? They all have Kedushas Bedek Habayis because I was makdish it for the Bedek Habayis. It's imbued with that Kedusha. So the Gizbar says, you know what? I'm going to go and sell it, and I'm going to go and give it away as presents to people that have been very generous to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to give it to some of the workers that work in the Beis HaMikdash, and he gives it to them. And he tells them, or he doesn't tell them, Rabbi Yisai, I want you to know this is Kedusha, it's Bedek Habayis. Make sure not to eat a bitumah. Guess what? Somebody does eat a bitumah.
But when they eat it, they take it out of Kedusha because they're moal and they get on.
They're not moal b'chlal. That this was given to them, they paid for it, so there was no dinner.
So it's no longer Kedusha Bedek Habayis. That's my question. How it
still has Kedusha Bedek Habayis. It's Kedusha Bedek Habayis.
It persists even though it's been poda, it's been redeemed?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he didn't have to be redeemed. He gives it as a present to someone. It says, here, Kedusha Bedek Habayis, use it, don't abuse it, go and use it, and the person eats from it. The Gizmer himself is hungry, he's allowed to go and eat from it. That's part of his salary, or part of his fringe benefits, he can go and eat. Anyway, bottom line is, Kedusha Bedek Habayis is no din of curse. Izakti Gemara. So that's the case of the Dovish Hayy Bechlal. Shlomim was within the general set of Kachim. The Yotza. Lo Yolam Ralatzmi Yotza. Lam Ralatzmi Kuli Yotza. Very good.
One last question. Does it matter that the earlier Pasuk, the first Pasuk of the particular, Basar, or Mizbech HaShlomim, is earlier, I think, in this week's Sedra, and the other one, I think, is later on in Sefer Vayikra?
You're absolutely right. That is correct, but it makes no difference.
Okay.
Zorki Mor HaChanami, so let's go and apply that to our case here. And that is, it says here, Ha, but the Gimel makes it Havamina. I would have thought. Eishis Ach Bechal, that's the Bach on the top. Eishis Ach Bechal Kol HaRoyis, Hoysa. After all, Eishis Ach is listed among the Royas in Parshas Achrimois. So why did the Torah go and specify the din of Eishes Ach? What do you mean? The Torah lists every one of the arayos. What do you mean that's the yartasa? So Rashi explains, because we have at the end the famous is it Rabbi Yoina or the Gemara says anyway that all of the arayos kikola shiyas mekola te'evus aela v'nichrisa, and when it comes to the case of Eishes Ach, there also says the din of Karis. The question is, why was it necessary to go and specify Karis over there if, after all, the same halacha applies to all the arroyas? My Eishes Ach Sharia, just like Eishes Ach is mutter in a case of Yibum, right? If Chas Shalom, the husband passes away, the brother passes away, then there's a din of Yibum, even though, what's going to happen? You're going to have the brother-in-law marrying the sister-in-law. That's awesome. That's Eishes Ach. You're not allowed to go and marry your sister-in-law. But the Torah makes a special exception in the case of Yibum. So I would say, Loi Malach, my Eishes Ach Sharia, just like Eishes Ach, is Yotzim in a klal. And we say that it's mutter. Av kol arayos nami shayin. So all the other arayos are also mutter. They're also yotzim in a klal, so to speak, because it's lelamed al atzma yotzim. Lo lelamed al atzma yotzim. Lelamed al klal kula yotzim. So just like the din of Eishes Ach is yotzim in a klal to tell you that there's a din that you have a heter to marry Eishes Ach b'mokoyim yibum, so you can go and say the same thing applies across the board for all of the arayos, the bitoy and the bas bitoy and the bas benoy and the chamoisa and all of them. I would think the same halacha applies, that you can go and go and be miyabim them in a case of yibum. That's what I need. Aleha aleha, no. The Mokim Yibum, even though it's Mokim Yibum, and even though it's a big mitzvah saseh, do not go and marry or be meyabim any of the arayos.
But those other arayos are only
including Eishes Ach.
Eishes Ach, that's the din of Yibum.
Right.
You can't say including. The only din of Yibum applies to Eishes Ach, it doesn't apply anywhere else.
But the other arayos are secondary to the Eishes Ach relationship that now interferes with the Yibum or Chalitza, mm-hmm. or Chalitza process.
Mm-hmm.
In the Eishes Ach case, it's exclusively Eishes Ach with a stranger, with no other arayos relationship to cloud it. So we're it's, there's a difference. It's not qualitatively the same. In one case, it's an Eishes Ach exclusively. In the others, it's Eishes Ach plus Bito, Bas Bito, Kalasso, etc., etc.
The Torahs that you're giving now are given by the Gemara later on. In fact, if you want, you can turn to Ches Amud Aleph for a moment. You have Iboyes Eima. You know, you see in the middle of the Amud, you see Iboyes Eima.
Yes, by the asterisk, Lekulo Chumro Machshinim.
Yeah, that's okay. Go on to next Iboyes Eima.
Hachinami Trei Sura V'Hacha Trei Sura.
Continue after that.
Trei Matira Yafinan Avohacha Chadei Sura V'Trei Mechada Lo Yafinan.
So here's one Isra and here's two Isra. Okay. The Svara that you're giving me more is going to give later on, to say that every time you have an Eishes Ach situation, Eishes Ach itself is one Iser, but only one Iser. If it's also Bitoy, or Bas Bitoy, or Bas Benoy, or Chamoisei, any of the 15 lists in our Mishnah, those are all in addition to Eishes Ach. So how can you go learn Trei Isuri from one Iser? That's what Mitzvah is going to address a little bit later. The Gemara does not hold that that's a Pircha at this time, because all we're learning from is a Hekish. What's the Hekish? That the Torah is Makish all of the Arayos. Like the Gemara said initially, all of them are a hekish. Continuing on over here, Hachanami, Eishes Ach bechlal kol royis hoisa, v'lam yotza lahakish aleha v'loy malach. So it's with a hekish. And Rashi says, ein meshivan ala hekish. You don't ask kashas on a hekish, even though the type of question you're asking, these are two arroyas, this is one erva, that is not considered to be a pircha on the hekish. So getting back to our Gemara, v'leim alach ma'ishas ach sharia av kolaroyis nami sharian. So I would have thought. Eishes Ach was in the klal, yotzim in the klal, l'lamin al atzmi yotzim, l'lamin al klal kula yotzim, and therefore that's why I would have thought that just like Eishes Ach is mutter b'mokim yivam, so bita and bas bita and all the others are also mutter b'mokim yivam, that's when I need a special drasha, aleha, aleha. So far so good. Great, tomorrow, me dummy. How can you compare? You bring a raya from Shlomim and Kodshim. Hosam Kolal or Klal be Isur, who Porat be Isur. There, both the Klal and the Prat are be Isur. What does it mean that both Klal and Prat be Isur? That the Klal that we have in the Pasuk called Isha Sheyikr Mikol Zarachem Lakotchim Sheydishim Neisrael Hashem, that's a Klal, and it tells us the Isur of don't eat it betoma. And if you eat it betoma Chasha Shalom, there's a din of parts. Here, the din of Shalom exactly the same. Hanefshe Shetoichel Basmi Zabach Shalom Hashem Betoma Osei Olav. A din of Menechus, a din of Karis. So both the Klal is the Isser and the Prat is the Isser. Halcha, Klal is the Isser. Here the Isser that we're talking about, that there's a din, Chas Sholem of Ervan, a din of Oynish Karis, on all of the Aroyois, that's Klal the Isser. Meaning, that's the Klal. Now that the Koyru was poyed and took out the din of Eishes Ach, and gave us a heter of Yibam, Uparat Beheter. The Prat here is a heter dikka, and therefore it's not similar to the case of the Shlomim, where you have the Klal of the Isser and you have the Prat of the Isser. Why did Kadosh Baruch have to repeat it? It's within the general set. Ah, it must be to go and tell you a Dover HaChodesh. And that Dover HaChodesh is that only Kachim is Beach and not Kachim Medica Pais. Over here we're talking about a case of Hocha Kolal the Isser, the Klal is Takal Isser, the Uli Aroyas, Kola Shiyach, Kola Tevis Eila, Yaya, all of them are together in one. However, when we took out the Eishesach, we didn't take out the Eishesach to tell you an Isser, we took out the Eishesach to tell you a Hatter of Yibam. And therefore, Halidami, if you want to compare it to one of the rules of construction of Rabbi Shmuel, and one of the rules of one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Behem, El Adavar Shoyi Bechlal, V'yotza Lidam Adavar HaChadosh, something was in the general rule, and comes out now to tell you something novel that we didn't know until now, Sheiyat Yochel Achziru, the Klal, you can't put it back into the Klal. Until the Torah itself goes and itself pushes it back into the general rule. What does that mean? The Sanyan. Something that was in the rule. The Yotzel Lidai, the Yotzel, Lidai Medavar HaChodesh, and the Torah tells us something new about the Prat. You cannot assume that it has now all the rules of the general set. Until the Torah reinserts it. Give me an example. Says Yimar B'Shachar Eskevus B'Mkoyim Hashem Yishchar Sechatus V'Yes Oyla B'Mkoyim HaKoydish Ki Kachatus O'Oshim Hu LaKoyin Koydish Kedoshim Hu. What is this pasuk talking about? This pasuk is talking about the Asham Mitzoyra. And Mitzoyra, when he becomes Tohar, has to bring three Kabbalas. One of the Kabbalas is a Karban Asham. And what does it say about the Karban Asham? The Karban Asham, of course, is Kachi Kachim, like all Karbanois Asham. Vishachar is a Keves. Go and check this Keves for an Asham. B'mkoyim HaShiyishchat Esachatos V'Esa Oyla. Go and check it in the softened side of the Azara, like you would do with the Chatos and the Oyla. B'mkoyim HaKodesh. Why? Kikachatos. Because just like a Chatos, HaOsham Hu, this Asham is Lakoyin, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu. Now the Gemara is asking, Shein Tamalim Kikachatos or Asham Hu. Because after all, we know that this is an Asham, and the Hilchos Asham, I believe in this week's parasha, Parshas Tzav, or actually we had in last week's parasha, Parshas Vayikra, goes through the rules and regulations of a Karban Asham. So we know what an Asham is, and we know that it's Kachi Kodshim, and we know that you have to go and do a bit Sofine. Why is it necessary for the Pasuk to repeat Kachatas Asham Hu? Umatam Kachatas Asham, the Fishiyot Asham Metzoyra Lidim Dabra Chodesh. Asham Metzoyra is different than your normal, regular carbon asham. In which respect? Because one of the things that one has to do with the asham mitzayra is one has to go and dab both the thumb as well as the large toe on the right hand foot. On the right foot, you have to go and put on it, number one, some of the blood of the asham, and then after that, you have to go and put some of the shaman. By the way, you also have to do that in the ear, but the Gemara doesn't recite that. Anyway, because I'm using some of the blood for putting on the behinais as well as on the ear, I would have thought Yochel lo yehei toin matan dom of the emer lekamim. Maybe this asham is so different that you don't have to go and put dam, you don't do zrikas dam in the mizbeach. I already used the dam. I used the dam for purposes of the bahira, so maybe I don't have to put it in the mizbeach. Maybe I don't have to put the ayimur in the mizbeach. Really? But this is a carbon asha. Yes, but that's what the Torah is telling us. And asham metzayir was within the parsha of asham generally. The yatzali the bedavar chadash, it has this brand new newfangled notion of the bahinas. So I would think, you can't automatically assume that all the other hilchos asham apply to this particular asham metzayir. Until the Torah tells you no, in this asham metzayir has the same dinim like any other chatos or asham. Just because of the Bahainois, you're right, it was and this is different than all other ashamis, but the Torah was machzir befeish. Talmud by Mar, that's why he has sick chatos asham hu. Machatos to una mata domen beimur legabe mizbeach. Af asham this asham mitzayra, even though it's bedover achodosh mit the Bahainois. Toy matan domen beimur legabe mizbeach. The Eloya Hadrikra, and if the Torah had not repeated this and reinserted and said that this Asham is just like a Chatas, have a min l'mayda nofak nofak, or l'mayda loy nofak loy nofak. That it left out, or I mean, the word nofak means to exit. That it exited, it exited, and those things that it didn't exit, it didn't exit. What do those words mean? Rashi is silent, but the second Tosis tells us, the Maid Nofik Nofak, the Hainu, Matan Bohoinois, Ushchitis Tzofin, Shekosim Behedya, that says Befedish in the Torah, that you have to put the blood on the Bohoinois, Shchitis Tzofin we had in this Pasuk that we just read, Veshachanas Akevit, Bemkoi Mashiyishchad, Esachatis Vesoyla, which means on the Tzofin side, Ulamaid Loinofak, and where it doesn't specify, I would say, Kikoi Matan Dom Vaimurin, Loinofak. That's what I would have thought. Until the Torah has to repeat again, no, kechatos ashimu, this ashimu is just like a chatos. But if it wouldn't say that, it would say, you don't have to do aimurim, you don't have to do zrikas and that. So now, based on that, hochanami, have a minute, ashes ach, the ishtera ishteroi, shara royis loy. So, based on that type of framework and those rules of construction, I wouldn't have said that just like Eishes Ach was Yotzim and Aklal, Loi Lamed Al Aklal, Ala Atzma Yotzim, Lamed Al Aklal, Kul Yotzim, and then say that all of the other Arroyos I would have thought are Mutter just like Eishes Ach is Mutter, and that's why I need Aleh Aleh. No. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said that only Eishes Ach is different. Why is only Eishes Ach different? Because it was B'toich HaKlal. V'yotzalidah medover ha-chodosh. What is that dover ha-chodosh? That b'mokam yivam, where the husband unfortunately passed away without any children. There it's mutter. So only over there. Heich mishteroi yishteroi. Sharoi is loy. Is a vaita. What do I need the aleha aleha for? So I thought I had a new reason. Not because of asei doicha a loisa shiesh bekarst. That I already forgot about. I thought the reason is because of this klal of a davar shiotzim and a klal, maybe based on that, that's why I have to have a leh aleh. She's more, no. You're right, it's davar shiotzim and a klal. But it's not to go and tell you an isur, it's coming to tell you the heter. What's the heter? The heter of yibam. Only over here. Maisha nofek nofek, maisha nofek lai nofek. So you can't bring a raya to other rayas. So, Vaita, what do I need aleha aleha for? Says, I'll tell you why. El solka daita chamina, teisim mamatzinu, me'eshesach. Oh, not with a hekish, but with a mamatzina. What's a mamatzina? Ma'eshesach miyabma af achois isha tisyabbein. And mamatzinu is the, if you will, the lowest level of limud. It's not based on a gzeira shava, it's not based on a kal v'chomer, it's not based on a hekish, it's just based on svara. Mamatzino. I have two separate arayos. One is called Eishes Ach, and the other is called Achois Isha. The two are very, very similar. They're both involved because of my
sibling.
Because of a sibling situation, not because of a blood relative to me, it's not a bitoy situation, it's because of the marriage, that's how that woman became usher to me. Every time I have an Eishes Ach, it's my sister-in-law. Guess what? Achois Isha is also a sister-in-law. It's a different type of sister-in-law, but it's also a sister-in-law. And therefore, the two of them, L'choira, are synonymous. B'memetzinu, takes from memetzinu. Ma eishesach, ma eishesach, miyabma. Just like when eishesach, if chas v'shalom, the husband passes away, there's a din of yibam. Avachois eishes also to siyabim. There should also din of din of yibam. Feitimar b'idami, and this is the question that Barry posed already in the Omen Aleph. How can you go and compare the two? Hosam chad isur, hocha tre isuri. Here there's only one isur, and there are two isurim. In the case of eishes ach, there's only one iser, and that's the Eishes Ach iser. The Torah was Megala Machadish. Then the case of Yibam, Yudoicha the Eishes Ach iser, or there is no Eishes Ach iser. However, in the case of Achois Isha, every Achois Isha is all to an Eishes Ach, because by definition, that she was married to his brother. So I have a double whammy. So how can I go learn with the Mamatzino? On the Mamatzino, you can ask a Pircha Koldu, and this is a Shtarka Pircha. How can I learn from one iser to two iserim? Everyone might say Mahoyil the Ishtri Ishtri. I would have thought once is the heter on one. What's the heter on one on the Eishes Ach? So it's like a amigoy. It's a rolling heter. Once the three was matir one, it's matir the other.
What's the second iser on Achos Isha?
You tell me.
Well, it's your wife's sister.
And
that's the only one I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's also your brother's wife.
Oh, it's when the case of two brothers married to, you don't mind, when two brothers married two sisters?
What's the case of a Chais Isha? In the Torah. The case of Yibam.
The case of Yibam.
One second, David wanted to say something. David, you have a comment?
Litzrar.
Litzrar is the Tzara situation. Before we get to the Tzara. Yeah, okay, so we want to first identify the Erva situation. Every one of the 15 Aroyas that we have identified and enumerated in our Mishnah have a second Isur Erva. Now, what is that? Each one of them is Eishes Ach.
Right. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
You have to. Let's just review it for the rest of the Oilam, because it's going to be central to the next few lines. You have two brothers, and first one is Reuven, and the second one is going to be
Shimon.
How did you guess? Good. Reuven has a daughter. What's the daughter's name?
Chani.
Chani's going to go and marry Shimon, right? Is once Shimon marries Chani. Is that permissible? Is there any reason why? That's true. An uncle marries a niece. No, no problem. Everybody agrees? It's fine. At this point, were Chas v'Shalom Reuven to go and live with his daughter, the wife of Shimon, he'd be over two iser. Iser number one is
his daughter.
And number two is
his brother's wife.
Right? Do you agree?
Yes.
Good. So there are two aveiros.
Two chatos b'shogeg.
Two chatos b'shogeg. Exactly. Two isurim, two krisisim. Two arois. Same thing applies to all the cases of our Mishnah. If his brother married his mother-in-law, and then chas v'shalom, his brother passes away, were he to go and live with that mother-in-law, he'd be over both on the isur of chamoisay and eishesach. Yes, it's true, his brother passed away. However, for instance, what happens if there would have been banim? The same din of
erva. The erva persists.
Word persists. So the din of erva persists even though there are no banim. But here the term is machadish. This erva, you can be miyabim. But if it's also chamoisay, Amisha says no. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Since in every case of Yibam, the Torah is being matir, the Isser of Eishes Ach, which otherwise, Karis, Matonish, and the Torah says, no, it's okay. So I would have thought, since there's a heter in the picture anyway, if it's impressed on that Eishes Ach, get another erva, the erva of Achois Isha LeMashal, okay, so then the young lady who's married to my brother has two, she's wearing two crowns on her head. Number one, she's a sister-in-law because she's my brother's sister. And number two, she's a sister-in-law because she's also the sister of my wife. So I would think, since the Torah is matir one of them, the Torah is matir both of them. That's why I need a leo to say, you know, only if there's the one and not the two. That's the Gemara's logic now. Again. After all, they're parallel. So if you want to be dummy, how can you compare? Hosam chadisur, in the case of Eishesach, it's only Eishesach. Hochabai chois isha, you have three isur, you got two isur. So Timur, but Madu same, I would have thought, hoil the ishtri, since isur number one, that's the Eishes Ach isur, is mutter, so I would think the Achois Isha is also mutter. In other words, the Torah, once it's matter in the case of a poor fellow that never passed away without any children, maybe the Torah says, okay, Just like I'm not worried about Eshesach, I'm not worried about any other erva. That's why I need the pasuk aleha aleha. Where do you come up with such an idea? Just because it's a heter of one, this heter of the other. Who says? This Anya, I'll tell you. I have a brisa. Metzayir shechal shmini shaloi berav Pesach v'ro keri boy bayoyim v'tovval amru chacham avu mishen tvul yoyim acher nichnas ze nichnas mutav shiyobi esi sheish bay karis v'yitcha esi shein bay karis. What is this all about? You have metzayir. Metzayira, Baruch Hashem, finally, after so many days, weeks, months, Baruch Hashem, the Kohen comes, v'nei nirpa nega tzaras min ha-tzarua. And what does he have to do? He has to bring his two oifoids, and then we wait a week, and on the seventh day, we discussed that at some length. Why do we need the roisha? Why do we need the zikonoi? As you will recall. Now we're done with those 7 days, and he toivels in the mikveh, and now day number 8, he has to bring his three karbonos, and those three karbonos, until he brings those three karbonos, he's called a mechuser kippurim. Mechuser kippurim means he is missing his kapara, because he didn't bring the three karbonos. Okay, what does a metzora have to do to bring those three karbonos? Even though metzora happens to be Tomei, he's not full-fledged Tomei, however he is a Mechusa Kippurim Tomei, he cannot eat from Kodshim yet, because in fact he's Mechusa Kippurim. The Torah says he should come into the Beis HaMikdash. He should come to the Beis HaMikdash, he still has a din of Toma. The Torah was Mechadesh that he should come into the Beis HaMikdash, but not into the Azorah. He should go into the Ezras Noshim and stand at the magical door that separates between the Ezras Noshim and the Azara. I call it the magical door because that's the Shar Nikanor, which the Shar Nikanor was by the benefit of a major miracle because it was bought in Tzandish Shal Mitzrayim. It was thrown overboard because of the tidal waves. It should have been lost. And miraculously, it was found when they arrived at the port. Fine. So what does he do? He stands, the Shar Nikanor did not have Kedushas Azara, and therefore the Metzora is able to stand there, and he extends his fingers and his nails, or more particular, his thumb, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot, he extends them into the Azara, so that the Kohen should be able to apply the blood of the Korban Asham, as well as the oil, on those behind us. Otherwise, he couldn't do it. So therefore, Metzora, Shechal Shmini Shalai, he has his eighth day. Normally the eighth day would come out throughout the year. In our case of our Metzora, the eighth day comes out on Erev Pesach. Okay, under normal circumstances, same thing applies. It's Erev Pesach, he'll make sure to get there bright and early. Go and bring his three kabbalas, put in his behinois, and get the tahara, and now he will bring his karbon, even though he himself cannot yet go into the azara, because he still has to wait for Herif Shemesh, but he can go and give his karbon Pesach to someone else, he'll be a monoy among the 5, 10, 20 minuyim, somebody else will bring the karbon. By nightfall, he'll have already total Herif Shemesh, everything will be done, everything will be fine, he'll be able to go and eat the kabbalas at night. That would be a normal Metzora Shmini Shaloi Be'erev Pesach. Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, that this Metzora, unfortunately, when he woke up in the morning, Ra'a Keri. If you're Ra'a Keri, you got a big, big problem. Because a Keri, the Gemara says, elsewhere has the same din for these purposes, for Tumas Mikdash, just like a Zav. Since he has a din just like a Zav, he's not allowed to, not only can he not go into the Azara, he's not allowed to even go into the Ezras Noshim on the Har HaBayis, because a Zav is Mishtaleh Chutz L'Shtei Machnois, not only the Machne Shchina, also the Machne Leviya. And Machne Leviya means the rest of the Har HaBayis. So he can't even get to the Har HaBayis. What is he going to do? Oh, there's an Eitzah. He can go to the Mikveh. But he goes to the Mikveh, he becomes now a Tvul Yoyim. Is a Tvul Yoyim allowed to go into the Har HaBayis? The Gemara says, no, there's an essay, She'ein Boikaris. What's the essay, She'ein Boikaris? V'shalchem en amachna, kol tzeru, v'chol zav, v'chol tomei l'nafesh. However, in this particular case, we will allow the Tvul Yoyim to come up in the form of this Metzora and put his behoinois into the Azara to be able to apply the blood, so that at night, after he has Erev Shemesh, he'll be able to go and eat from a carbon Pesach. So Dr. Gemara, Metzayir Shechol Shmini Shalei B'Erev Pesach, V'ro Keri by Meyam, he saw Keri that morning. Metzayir, any time will do it. Omer Chacham, Avu Bishayin Tvul Yoyim Acher, Nichnas, Derech Klal, we would not allow Tvul Yoyim to come up. Zen Nichnas, this one can come up to the Harabais. Mutif Shehovi, Esse Sheesh Bekaris, the bringing of the carbon Pesach, it's a heavy duty essay. Sheesh Bekaris. V'yirchas Hashem Bekaris. And it should push away this essay of V'shalchum and Amachna Kotzura V'cholzav. Now, on the surface, it sounds like it's one essay
versus
one essay against another essay. Right. Both of them are Dvar Torah, but it's a heavy duty one, Essay Sheesh Bekaris, and it pushes aside Essay Sheesh Bekaris. However, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, the truth of the matter is that this, that the Tvul Yoyim cannot go into the Harabayis, that's not min ha-Torah, it's the Rabban. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Fila, Essay aspect. There's really no even Essay She'ein by Chorus on the Tvul. On a Balkari, yes, but not on a Tvul Yoyim. How do I know? Shenem, because it's in the Pasuk. Yama Yehoshaphat Bekal Yehuda Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. What is this referring to? The Chotzer HaChadosha, my Chotzer HaChadosha. Omer, on the side it says, Omer Revi. Shechitshu Bar Devarim Vi'amru on that day. By Yehoshaphat, they were Mechadish Anayedin. That Tvul Yoyim, Lo Yikonis Lemachne Leviya. In other words, B'na Torah, he would be allowed to. So in the Rabbanon, we say he shouldn't go to Machne Leviya. Okay, so now if you're not allowed to go to the Machne Leviya, how is this Tvul Yoyim going to the Machne Leviya? He's being over, either according to the normal pshat in the Braisa, he's being over Deraisa, or even according to this new pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, he's being over Drabbanan. Why are we permitting this? Now, that's a Drabbanan and a Zicha, there's no problem. What the Gemara is really concerned about is that even though the Tvul Yoyim, we have here a shaila where the Tvul Yoyim is prohibited for entering the Harabais, whether it's min ha-Torah, like the Poshet Loshen of the Braisa, or with the emendation and explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, it's not the Raisa, it's Drabbanan. That's vis-a-vis the Harabais. However, we're talking about putting in the Behoinois through the door of the Shar Niknor into the Azor itself. The Azor itself, that is a Vadai and Isser Dioraisa to go, and if you happen to be a Balkari, even though you're a Tvul Yoyim, you're not allowed to go into the Harabais. So now you're going to get into a question of, yeah, but it's only the fingers, it's not the whole body. Exactly. And that's what Rashi brings on the first of the wide lines. The Omar Ula, Mesechtes Vachim, you see the Rashi?
Right.
Second of the wide lines. The Omar Ula, Bia B'mixas, Shema Bia. A Bia B'mixas, Shema Bia. You're not allowed to even put in your fingers into the Harabai, not Harabais, into the Azara, if the person is a Tvul Yoyim. And that's already Minatoira. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that that's Minatoira, that you cannot go and have, according to Ula, the Bia, the Mixer Shema Bia, everything is also even putting in your nail, your tooth.
Petikin Gavra of Mitzora requires it, so,
okay, so
that's the carve out the exception.
That's the Gemara's Teretz. So that's, let's get back to that in a moment. Right. So let's go back into the Rashi just for a moment, and the Rashi continues on the third wide line, Vusivne, they asked Akasha on Ula Mehodiktoni, Ze Nichnas Umachlis Yodula Bahinois. This fellow, the Balkari, on who's a Tvul Yoyim, on Erev Pesach, who's also Metzora, he is allowed to. That's what it says in this Braisa, that Alpha Bishay Tvul Yoyim Acher Nichnas, Ze Nichnas. We allow him to go and be Machlis Yodula Bahinois. The Amid, we be Mektishma Bia, the Nami, the Nichnas Laharabai, is Mishum the Esish Ein by Korisu. Either according to the Poshim Shad of the Braisa, or according to Bioichan, it's not even Eseshein by Karis. It's just Dirabanon. Abul Bahina Zechim Watsim Al Yodei. How can he go and put the Bahinas in? After all, Edi Eseshein by Karis. So by putting in the Bahinas, you're into the Azara. So then you're Zechim being over on an Eseshein by Karis. So how do you give preference to Karim Pesach as opposed to this association by Karim? The Kainon Benachas Rakoimitz Rabba. who's already agitoyvul to have with her of shemesh from the day before, then certainly, and you're saying mechusik kipurim onish kares, ain't zerach laimet tvol yai v'shar kolat tameim v'shani ula hadid ula for infinite kasha l'chari. That's a good challenge to ula's halacha that bia b'miktash ma'bia v'shani ula shani metzayra hoil v'hutu loy bia b'miktash litzaratoy. Here the Torah said b'feirish that you have to put in your bahaynas, otherwise you're not going to get your tahara. Shere adayim mechusik kipurim hu ubekaris v'hutu loy minat Torah bia zu b'miktash. This is everybody would agree that this is an exception to the rule that you're allowed to go put the bahinas in, hoter the miktas for the tzaras, hoter nami lekiruyoy. Since it's a heter for the mitzoyra aspect, there's a heter also for the carry aspect. Alma, final line of the Rashi, hoil v'shiroi chadisura ishiroi namich idach dehave gabei. Ah, says the Gemara, so I see from that Gemara mit the mitzoyra mit the tful yoyim that even though out tful yoyim alone we would not allow him to go and put his behinois into the azara, because that's a bina mikdash mabia, and there would be a din of kareis. However, since out mitzoyra he's allowed to put in the behinois, even though these behinois have two tumais, one of teras, which is already Baruch Hashem fading out, as well as the Tvul Yoyim that he was a Baal Keri, midi that it was Ishtaroi for this, Ishtaroi for that. Like the Gemara says in the last two lines, back to the Gemara, be Omer Ula, Ma'atam, what's the reason why we permitted this Tvul Yoyim Baal Keri together with the Tzaras to go and put them behind us in on Erev Pesach? Hoyavot l'tzaratai! And therefore, says the Gemara, let's say the same thing legabe yibam. Hoyel v'hutter the erva legabe the eishes ach. We should say it's hutter legabe the achois isha. And if that's the case, if we're going to say it's hutter achois isha, then you'd be allowed to be meyabim the achois ishtoi. And that's why the Torah has to go and tell you, aleha, aleha, not to permit it. So we now have a final reason, Baruch Hashem, why we need a leo leo. Says the Gemara, no, it still doesn't work. Mi domle de ula. Is our case parallel or identical to ula? It's not. Teina cheicha de nosa meis viyakach nosa chai. De miga de ishtiri iser eishas ach, ishtiri nami iser achois isha. Ela nosa chai viyakach nosa meis, iser achois isha kodim. Well, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is telling us is that in the case of Ula, the original Isser Tumah was the Isser of the Tzaras. At the final moment on the last day in Yom HaShemini, boom, this new Tumah of Tumas Keri, unfortunately, came on this individual, and now he has both. Says Ula, since the old existing Tumah, the Torah was Matir, this new, brand new one that is piggybacked on the old Tumah, Torah is also Matir. Says the Gemara, Teimecheich denosa meis. If the mess married first, obviously we're talking about that he was alive at the time. We call him a mess because he's the one that eventually died. So you got two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Question is, who got married first? Did Reuven marry first? Or Shimon get married first? Heich denosa meis, if Shimon married first.
And they're marrying two sisters, right?
And they're marrying two sisters, correct. Thank you. What's the name of the other sister? We have Chani and
Shimon.
And Hendel. Okay. Why Hendel? Kashim Amasim. So we have Chani and Hendel. So what happens now? Reuven marries Hendel, and Shimon marries Chani. Right? You would prefer the other way around?
Doesn't
matter. Okay. So what happens over here? If Shimon, who eventually passed away, if he would have married Hendel first, and then Reuven, the other brother, would have married number two. He would have married Chani. And then what happens? Rachmon Litzlan, Shimon passes away. So let's analyze this for a moment. Before Reuven got married, Shimon was the only one that married so far. He married Hendel. Only one that's married. Now, vis-a-vis Reuven, Reuven looks at Hendel, Mrs. Shimon, as only having the status of Eishesach. System. When subsequently Reuven marries Chani, the sister of Hendel, now not only is there an Eishes Ach, there's also din of Achois Ishtoi. That came later, right? There was no achois ishto until he married the second sister, because he wasn't married to the second sister. So eich the nasa meitz. If Shimon got married first, v'yachach nasa chai, and then after that Reuven got married, and now Shimon Nebuch passes away, the migad the ishtri iser eishes ach, because eishes ach was the first of the two isurim in this scenario.
Like the Metzora case?
Like the Metzora case where the Tzaras came before the Balkari.
Right.
So therefore, Ishtri Nami, since we say that there's Ishtri Isur Eishasach, because that's the halacha of Yibam, Ishtri Nami Isur Achoisisha, then I can understand that Achoisisha also is swept up in this heter. Because that's parallel to the case of Ula.
And you would have basically a man being married to two sisters simultaneously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not any worse than a person marrying his own daughter. Can you imagine me having your own daughter?
Right.
If the Torah permits it, the Torah permits it.
Yeah.
Ella, what happens to Nosa Chai? V'yachach Nosa Meis. What happens to the other way around? Reuven first married his wife, and then Shimon married his wife. So now, even before Shimon got married to the second wife,
Mrs. Shimon,
thank you. Reuven was already ossed to her even before Shimon even thought about getting married to her. Because it was Achos Ishtoi. It was the sister of his wife. So in that case, Elenosachai, Viachav Nosameis, Iser Achos Isha Kodim. Achos Isha comes first. And therefore, even if you were to say that the Eishes Ach falls away, which it does, because of the mitzvah of Yibam, but that was the subsequent, that was Isser number two. But the oldest still is there from before. It might be a 20-year-old Isser if it happened many years earlier. So just because this new one of Eishes Ach, it only became Eishes Ach when Shimon got married, but Achos Ishta was already years ago. So the Eishes Ach falls away, but Achos Ishta remains. So if it says Yimara, what are you going to do about that? Why do you need Aleha to go and tell you that it's Osir? Of course it's Osir. The reason why it's Osir, because this is an Isser Erva that was there from years ago. You're going to tell me, but Eishesach is Mutter. Eishesach, that's the newcomer on the block. Right. That just happened now a few days ago, a few months, for you, a few years. But this was already a pre-existing Isser. So therefore, no raya from Ula Ishtaroi Ishtaroi. And now it says the Gemara, it's even more narrow than that. Even if the mace taka married first, and you were telling me what happens if mace married first, and therefore that was the pre-existing answer, and then if afterwards the chai marries, and then the mace passes away, so migui that the first issa passes away, goes away, so the second issa also goes away. No. Filin nosa mace nami teina chaycha the nosa mace umace v'yachach nosa chai chazile de beini beini. What happens if Shimon married first? And before, let's just talk about Shimon marrying first. Reuven hasn't married anybody yet. Vis-a-vis Reuven, the only issue so far is Eishes Ach. Now what happens now? Rachmon Leslan, Shimon passes away. What should Reuven L'chayra do? He should go and do Yibam B'chalitza. He should go and Miyabim, the Eishes Shimon. Instead, you know what he does? He goes, is a shtikla mishigana or a shtikla nar va'achach nosachai. Instead of going and marrying and being miyabim, he goes and marries the other sister. Is he allowed to go and marry the other sister? The loch is no,
because she has a zika to him already through
and what do we call that? Achois ziku kosai. Now the achois ziku kosai, how is he even allowed to go and marry achois ziku kosai? It's the sister of his zika. That's not my kasha. The Tois Yishonim already asked the kasha. If you look at the top Tois Yishonim here on the left hand margin,
yes.
Then you'll have a good day. Kids rechron the nasa mi v'yemezim yakach nasa chai v'im toyman heichi mikri achois ziku kosai is achois ziku kosai yishloi mishein el midraban is achois ziku kosai is not the arise, it's rabban. Yes, he's a bad guy. Reuven is a bad guy. He should have gone and be miyabim his Eishesach. He didn't want to. He should not have married the sister of the Eishesach. No, isn't there?
He had his eyes on her, and he didn't want to be forbidden to her, because after, if he gave her chalitza, even gave her chalitza, they also right. Yeah. He wanted this woman, and he didn't want to be deterred.
We don't have to worry about his motives.
Okay.
Whatever the reason is, he did it. Okay, so once he did that, now is he allowed to go and now meet miyabim the other sister?
No.
Why not?
It's his wife's sister.
Because it's what we call achos ishto.
Right, upgraded from achos ukoso to achos ishto.
Very good. The achos ukoso is the wife that he married.
Right. Right.
The original then, wife is not his. That's a zika.
But now the second term applies not to his wife, but to his sister-in-law.
Okay, good. Anyway,
so what's the Shem answer? Yesh Lomar.
We're not putting it. Okay. So back to the Gemara. Even the case where the mess married first. And you're saying, well, let's bring a riot. Heichad ishteroi, ishteroi. No. Teinech heichad nosa meis hu meis. V'yakach nosa chai. If you tell me that the meis married first, and he died first, and then afterwards Reuven married Chai, meaning the other sister, the chazile de beni beni. In between, had he not married the second sister, as soon as his brother passed away, and left over the wife, he could have gone and married and been miyavim her.
Right.
That's the din of you. Chaz v'beni beni. Ela nosa meis, v'loim meis. What happens in nosa meis? The Shimon married his wife.
Mrs. Shimon.
V'loim meis in Baruch Hashem, he did not die. V'yachach nosa chai, and then Reuven married the sister. Now you have Baruch Hashem, two brothers married to two sisters. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, Rechamu l'Tzlan, Shimon passed away. V'yachazi le'klal. There was never a single moment
of time when there was it was heter.
That it was total heter to Reuven, right. Because at all times, meaning after Shimon passed away, she was already not only the previous Eishes Hach, but already an Achos Ishtoi at that time.
Right.
So Mile Moidi Ula, even Ula that holds with the Svar of Ishtaroi, wouldn't he hold over here? Shim Ra'a Keri. Let's bring it back to Ula's case in the Matzoira.
Right.
What happens if it wasn't Ra'a Keri in the morning of the eighth day? But rather it happened Bilel Shemini, it was still on the night between the seventh and the eighth. Wouldn't Ula Grish in Machnas Yad of the Bainais? He could not go. This Metzoyda would not be authorized to put his Bainais in on Erev Pesach. Why? Shloyotza Bishor Shehiru Uyela Havi Bar Karban. Because of the fact that at the time that he was roy to bring a carbon, which means the first moment of Yom HaShemini, he was already Tameh at that time. When did Ula say that because the Metzoyra has a heter to put in his Bahainas, will also be matter him to go and enter his Bahainas, even though he's a Tfil Yoim for Keri? That's at least at 7:01 in the morning when it was the first moment of Netzachama. Today was 7:09. At that point, if he was only a Metzayra, and Baruch Hashem, the only problem that he has now is a Mechusa Kippurim problem, well, the Torah said Mechusa Kippurim, he's allowed to go and put his Bahamas in. Now that he's allowed to.
He never entered the window of opportunity of the daylight when he was just a Metzora.
If he was a Balkari already the night before, so he woke
they
up
overlap,
in the morning.
They overlap like the two sisters overlap on the Isser and Ruvain.
We have that in Chagiga. We had a whole Machlokas. It wasn't simple, because there we had a case whether the night was considered to be before he was. Well, we had that Machlokas whether just the daytime already he was considered to be permissible to come into Bachmak of the Korban or not.
Brother Shai, I hear your voice all the way from Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh. Oh,
such Tel Aviv in this case, but
I'm sorry, not Yerushalayim?
No, Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is also beautiful. It's part of Eretz HaKodesh. Ah, so you feel tired of Yidin, Chushav, Eilach, Yidin that live in Tel Aviv, Givaldik. So it's good to hear your voice all the way from Eretz Yisrael.
Yerushalayim
is better, but the Val is in Tel Aviv.
Oh, you're going to Yerushalayim.
Are you going to Yerushalayim later today or tomorrow?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
I've been
good. Mucha Yoyse said, the Bialer Rebbe Stark is with us, and he very much favors your being in Yerushalayim. Not Chas Shalom to the detriment of Tel Aviv. I'm sorry? The Bialer Rebbe Zang is in Stark.
Success, you're in
Yerushalayim.
You in
Kajit Stiebel in Tel Aviv?
Tel Aviv, yeah.
Oh, very good. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. You're right. We learned back in Chagiga that there is a concept of Laila Lav Mechusar Zman. Laila Mechusar Zman means that even though you cannot bring the korban at night, that however doesn't mean that when Mechusar Zman, you could, for instance, be makdish the korban at night because of the fact that it's just a technical, mechanical thing that the Bismigdish is not
open.
The doors are not open for business. But in terms of the Chiyuv and in terms of the mitzvah, already you have the mitzvah at night. If there was an exception to the rule that we could go and open up the doors of the Beis Migdash at night, we bring the Kabbalahs at night. But you can't. because of the fact that mechanically and physically they're close. But otherwise, not mechusar zman. That's the concept that we had in Maseches Chagiga. Here we're talking about something similar. You're right. However, we're talking about that from the very first moment that he could have brought the carbon, he was already tamei, because he was a Baal Keri. So, if you want to go and take your point, he was already a Baal Keri, for instance, a minute before night hit, and therefore the entire night, which even according to Matliyam that holds the Laila Mechus is man, but that entire time he was Tami for the first moment. Ul only said, Migud Ishtaroi Ishtaroi, when there was a total heter vis-a-vis the Metzorah, that there was no impediment on the part of the Metzorah to put his behindness through the Shah Nikna into the Azar. But here we're talking about that the Metzorah from the first moment beyond the Shemini could not put his fingers in, right? And therefore, Zakti Mara, Ula might not have said, Heichad Ishtaroi, because it was never a heter for the Metzorah. Here too, if you have the case of Nosa Meis, and then after that, Nosa Chai, and only after that the mace passed away, there was never a moment of Ishtaroi Legabed Eishesach, because
the Yisurim overlapped each other in time.
Exactly. And when the minute or the moment of Yibam would normally have been Mater, the Isser of Eishesach, there was already at that time the Achois Ishtoi. So you don't say Migid Ishtaroi Ishtaroi. So that being the case, Mile Moide Ula Shem Roa Kerb Aleish Shmini Shem Hachlis Yodab Ha'inais Shaliyata Bishar Shehir Uya Lahavi Bar Kardon. So the Choyra, this svar of Ishtaroi Ishtaroi also falls away, and now we're back to square one. What do I need Aleha Aleha for? Of course the person is not allowed to go and marry and be Meyabim, one of the 15 Aroyas, even without the Aleha Aleha. Says him, okay, you know what? I'm going to make a partial concession. Eliki Itzrich Aleha Hecha Denosa Meis Umeis V'yakach Nosa Chai. You're right. That's the only case that I need Aleha Aleha. In the case of, like the Gemara said, that Mace, the Mace married.
Reuven married Mrs. Reuven and died.
Not Reuven. Shimon married Mrs. Shimon and died before Reuven married the sister. And therefore Reuven already was total heter Ishtaroi. Even if subsequent to that, Reuven decided to go marry Achoizu Kukosa, the other sister, Migud Ishtaroi on the first Isser of Eishesach, the Achois Ishtoi Issa would also fall away. So yes, if that's the case, so then he would be able to be Miyabim Achois Ishtoi. That's where I need Oleh Oleh to tell you.
Interrupt,
do not go and be Miyabim Achois Ishtoi. So because of Ula's normal Svar Ishtaroi Ishtaroi, I would say, Mutalach, that's what I need Oleh Oleh to say you. No. And therefore, when we started off our Masechta, and we said, how do we know that the person should not be miyabim any one of the 15 arayas? Oh, I have a pasuk aleh aleh. Yivam miyav aleh. Ervas aleh b'chaya. It's true. That's a good rasha, but it's only in the very, very limited case of nasa meis umeis v'yachach nasa chay. Otherwise, I don't need this drasha. The reason why I'm not allowed to be miyabim any of the arayas is because ein essay doicha loises sheyesh boy kars. So what do we need? The aleh aleh only in this remote case. That's the only time I use it. Yiboyeseima, or I have another teret. As you be akeisha mid Rabbi Yoina, who's the Rabbi Yoina? The Amar Rabbi Yoina. V'seima Rav Huna Barei Rav Yeshua Amakra. Ki kol hashiyas mikolat toyedus eile v'nechrisu hukshu kol aroyis kulan li'eishes ach. Now, this Rabbi Yoina is not coming to tell you so much about the Eishesach. The Gemara says, for instance, Rabbi Yoina tells you the Isser of living beharoa. Haroa means that there wasn't a consummated bia; it was only a partial bia. Exactly what the definition of haroa is, a line of machloikis, whether it means just the knesis or aver, or it means entire, but he just wasn't mazriya, or just melechutz. There was the neshika. Anyway, but that's not our sugim. The point is, it doesn't say the stin of haroa by all 15, but we learn it in kol hashiyas uksha kol haroa is kula. So one of the kushes, the hekish is one of the halachas that we want to learn through a hekish is hukshu kula leishesach. Ma eishesach sharya af kol haroa is nami sharyan. Oh, since it's all hekish to eishesach, so just like eishesach is mutter b'yibum, af kol haroa is nami sharyan. That's why Kosrach Man Aleha to go and tell you as Ne'os, so now I do need Taku the Aleha for all the cases, not just this Mesu Mes case, Nosu Mesu Mes. But I need it for all the 15 haroyis. So kedai techamina, I have the hekish. Learn from Eishesach. The Torah was matir. Here, the Torah was matir this as well. Are you going to go and tell me what about the fact that this is one erva and this is two aroyoi? Yeah. In other words, two isurim. Right. So Rashi asked this question. This is what I was telling you about the Rashi before. See, Rashi in the middle of the yom, it says v'yibayis ema. It's trichalel. You have that. That's parallel two or three lines lower than our gemara. V'yibayis ema.
Yes, thank you.
It's trichalel. Okay, skip all the way to the end of the Rashi. Three, four lines before. V'yavul gav dehocha chad yisura v'hocha tre yisuri ein meshivan lehekish lehochi it's trichalel. When you have a hekish, you can't ask. You can ask a pirchan, a mamatzino. You can go and ask. This is one issur, this is two issur. But here you're talking about a hekish. Hekish, emi shimo. A hekish, you can't ask this kasha. This is one issur and three issur. So therefore, based on Rabbi Yoyna, that it's hukshu kol aroyis kula, not only for kodis, and not only for harah, but also for the din of yibam ve'esh yisach, zokti yamara, kasarchman oleha, that's why you need the oleha. Oleha to say you, no, don't learn from this hekish that just like Eishesach is mutter, all the arayis are mutter. Allah says, no, you can't go and be miyabim any of the other 15 arayis. Omri rabach mi difer avir. Mechti kol arayis ikla kishinu l'eishesach. Vikla kishinu l'achoyis isha. The same way that you're saying that hukshu kol arayis kulam, because it says kol eishesach, because hevis eila, so you're making a hekish to Eishesach, why don't you go and make a hekish to achoyis isha? Zokti Gemara, and if you're going to go and make a hekish to achoyis isha, zokti mo nochmo. Omelir vach with divar ben. Nech the kol reis iklak shino leishesach to go and tell you that it's mutter. Iklak shino achoyis isha to go and tell you that it's oser. My chos is the actress lachoyis isha. Why do you say that I'm being makish to achoyis isha? My chos is actually. Oh, the Gemara is asking is we have the next step. What's the next step? When we started off our mesechta, we said, how do I know that you can only be miyabim any of the 15 arayas? Says the Gemara, because I learned it from Achois Isha. Just like by Achois Isha, you're now let it go and marry. Aleha, aleha. Same thing applies to all the other 14 arayas you're not allowed to. Why? Mamatino. I find by this one it's aser. So all the others are aser. So Freyti Mariet, why do I go and follow up and say, just like Achois Ishti is aser, all the others are aser. Why don't they go and say that just like the Aishas
is mutter,
all the Amma mutter. Again, Omni Rabach Midiv Zarabin. Nachni Kolorois Ikulak Shinu Aishas Ach. That's the Hekish that we just had now. Kolachashiyas and Kolot Eves Eve. Mikulak Shinu Achois Isha. And this also Hekish and all the Arois is similar to Achois Isha. My Chos, the action of Achois Isha, why do you go and say, Lagabi, the ultimate Isur that I'm Makish to Achois Isha. And that's why I need Aleha Aleha. Actually, Eishes Ach, and therefore make actually Eishes Ach that it's mutter. When you have two hekishes on your table and you can choose between one or the other, the rules of construction are that you have to go and take the hekish which is the chumrah, not the hekish which is the kula, and that's why I'm learning all the other arayis from achoyis isha, that just like achoyis isha is asur, all the others are also asur. I have another reason. Here you have two isurim, and here you have two isurim. Meaning, by achois isha you have two isurim, and by bitoy, and bas bitoy, and bas benoy, and achamoy. Say all of them have two isurim. That's the isur of the erev itself, like the bitoy, and then you have the isur of the eishes ach. So you're going to go and learn two from two. The just like achois ishta is achois ishta plus eishesach. Chamoisa is chamoisa plus eishesach. And bita is bita plus eishesach. All of them are two. Utrei utrei yofin. Avul hocha chod isur. Here's one. Utrei mechagol yofin. And we're not going to learn two from one. Because this part already is not a hekish. It's really the mamatzino. And therefore, on mamatzino kem dach yofrein. You can go and ask this. Or even if you're going to go and say, oh, this is all to hekish. Mark calls it hekish. Makshina. You can go and say, here we're not talking about being meshivan al hekish. Here we're talking about choosing which hekish I should learn from. Should I learn from the hekish of achois ishtoi to tell you that it's osir, or should I learn from the hekish to eishesach that it's mutter? So therefore, trei mi trei ofinon, trei mi chodol ofinon. Good. So what have we concluded so far? We started off our sugyan, our mesechta. What do I need aleha aleha for? So either it's for the narrow case of nosa mesu mes viyakar nosachai. That normally I would say that it's mutter because it was ishteroi ishteroi like Ula said. That's why I need aleha aleha to tell you that it's osir. That's teretz number one. Second teretz was because I have the hekish of Rabbi Yoina. That the hekish of Rabbi Yoina would tell you that it's just like Eish Esach and that it's mutter. Kamash Mulan, that's why you have to have a leo leo to tell you that it's osir. Then the Gemara went off a little bit on a tangent. Why should I learn a leo leo from Machoy Sisha? Let's learn from Eish Esach. And therefore the Gemara says either chumra, chumra mrina, not the kula, or because of two and two, and this is two and one. Rav Omer says, I have another reason why I need aleha, aleha. Says Rav, erva loy tzricha kra. On the erv itself, I don't need a pasik. The ein esi doicha loy sasu shi yesh bei karis. We had tried earlier yesterday to find up to six reasons why an asay should be doicha loy sasu yesh bei karis. But we failed. And therefore, we know the rule is ein asa doichalois and sheyesh pekars. That being the case, zokti gemara, the erev itself, if you'd be so kind, please close the door. The erev itself does not need a pasuk. Why don't need aleha aleha? The reason why you're not allowed to go miyabim achois ishtoi and bitoi and bas bitoi is all because ein asa doichalois and sheyesh pekars. What do I need the pasuk for? The meiser tzara. Oh, to go and tell you that not only the erev is osir, the tzara is osir. That's why I need the aleh aleh. Because after all, the pasuk of aleh is in the pasuk achois ishtai. The isha lachois aleisikach litzra legalis aleh legalis ervasa aleh b'chayas. To go and tell you the din of the tzara. That's what I need the aleh aleh. You don't need a pasuk. We're going to be finishing down to the bottom of the yom. Break the mora erev leitzricha kra. Ay vatanya. On the other side, it says vaktani. We learned earlier on back on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara brought a brisa, and the brisa said over there, Ainli alehi. I only know the erva herself. Mishum, however, alehi mishum tzerasa. I'm sorry, that's why I skipped the line. What means Ainli? If you want to take a quick look at Gimel Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Beis. You see, the Mara brings at the top of the Amid, seven lines from the top. How do I know that all of the Arayas, the Tarabban, Isha Lachos, Lesicha, Litzra, and it says, Aleha, Aleha Matam Aleimer, Levishinem, Yivam Yivay Aleha, Shemaini Afilach, Mikol Reizam with Batayra, Kosmedaber, Nemekan Aleha, Nemelan Aleha, Malam Yokamitzvah, Mokamitzvah, Yom Rahmana, Loisicha. So I see, that's the Isser, don't be Miyab. Now the Gemara says, Ainli Elahi, I only now know her. Who's the her? The Ev itself. So it asks me now how to know the Torah. So I see from this brisa that I do need the aleha, aleha for whom? For the erva herself. Not only for the Torah, right? That's the Lashon HaBrisa. How do I know that there's an iser of yibam by an erva? Because it says aleha, aleha. Vainly alehi, I only know her, the erva itself. So getting back to our Gemara, how can Rava say erva leitzricha kra? Because of the essay not being doichalos and shesh bekaris, vatktoni we learn back in Dav Gimel ainli alehi. What means ainli alehi? That means the erva herself. I need the aleha aleha for that. Is Rava arguing with the brisa? Everyone, no. The brisa doesn't really mean ainli alehi. The erva alone, I don't need a pasuk for that because ain asay doichalos and shesh bekaris. But rather, it's just an introduction, Mishum Tzerasa. The Pasuk is telling you, don't think that the Isser being Meyavet only applies to the Erva. Not because of Alelda, but because of the din of Ein Esed Vishlech Makariz. But how do I know the Tzara? For that, I need the Aleha, Aleha. Ayyimar Bakhtani, the same price, and continue on. Ein Li Ela Hain. All the other arroyas, Mishum Tzeri saying, I only know the other arroyas. How do I know the tzarois? So the Gemara says, if we'd say lotzor, would be one tzar. It says litzror, comes to tell you both. But by the fact that it says Eli Elahein, it sounds like that I need the aleha, aleha, metalotzer to tell you the erva herself. And not like Rava says, erva loy tzarach kra, the Brisa says, I do need a pasik. Every one Mishum Tzara is saying. It's really just an introduction to the Tzara's, saying that the din of the Isser is not only by the Erev itself, but also by the Tzara's and the Tzara's Tzara's and by all of that.
So far,
good. Anyway, so bottom line is, Rav is telling us, I need the drasha aleha, aleha, not for the Erva, but only for the Tzara. Toshima, one final raya, one final braisa for today. Rabbi Omer, it says in the Pasuk, by the Yovam, Ulekocha loy li'isha v'yibma. So Ulekocha loy li'isha, he goes and takes the Yovam for a wife, v'yibma is meyam. Freiti Mara, what do I have to have Ulekocha? It would be enough to say v'lokach, and it would be enough to go and say v'yabeim. Why does it say v'yibma? So therefore, Darshini Mara, Rabbi Oima v'lokach Ulekocha, v'yovam or v'yabeim v'yibma, lesser tzores v'arroyis. To go and tell you, not only v'arroyis are also, but the tzores are also, all of them. Dr. Yomara, you just told me if I rois, I don't need a pasuk because ein esa doicha loisa sheyesh by karet. I see from Rabbi that I do need a pasuk of for the erva, not like Rava. Everything more explained the brisa in a lesser tzoris shel arois. We don't mean the tzoris and the arois don't need a pasuk, but the tzoris of the arois. For the more three crying kenosin way, we're bringing two psukim ulakacha. The Yimma. So we have two drashes. One is for Erev and one is for Tzara. My love, Chal Erev, Chal Tzara. The two will learn. Either we eat in the Tzara, both of them come to a Tzara. Chal Meis, the Tzara, Makam Mitzvah. Come to, in the case of Yibam, to say not only the Erev is also, but the Tzara is also. The Chal Mishri, Tzara, Shalom, Makam Mitzvah. And one is to be Matir, a Tzara, when it's not Makam Mitzvah. What means a Tzara, Shalom, Makam Mitzvah? We had that already a few days ago in the Gemara. We can explain it again. What happens if, for instance, a person has a son, Baruch Hashem, and the son married a young lady, Chani. Chani becomes what we call Kalosar. Right? Everybody agrees? Kalosar. What's the din of that Kalosar? It's an Issa Erva. Torah says you're not allowed to go and take Kalosar. It's an Issa Erva. Fine. Obviously, if now this son dies, am I allowed to go and marry my daughter? You're not allowed. Fine. What happens to Rahman al-Son? The son did die. And there were no brothers, whatever. He died and finished. Now this Kalosi goes and marries Reuven Smith, who lives in Chicago. Totally unrelated, nothing to do with anything, that the Kalosi marries Reuven Smith. What happens if that at that time Reuven Smith also marries another young lady? Yeah, so he has a few wives before Rabbeinu Geshem. And now Reuven Smith passes away, and I heard that not only my kalosoi former daughter became an almana, yeah, but also another couple of women. Would I be allowed to go and marry that kalosoi's, the tzara of the kalosoi? And the answer is yes. Why? So the tzara of my kala, how can
it not? No relations, no issue relationship at all.
Because the only problem would be if it's a mokum yimam. If that Reuven Smith had a brother, and then the brother, if it was his kolosai, then he couldn't marry the kolosai, and he couldn't marry the tzara. However, if I, the father-in-law of this kolosai, if I wanted to go and marry the tzara of the kolosai, when she's no longer my daughter-in-law, she already married somebody else, no problem, I can go marry the tzara. That's what's called the tzara shaloi, the mokai mitzvah. So that's why I need the two psukim. One to tell you by Yibam, don't take the tzara, and one to tell you when it's not for your mokim yimam, you are allowed to go marry the tzara. Tzachad, leser v'chad, lemishri. Zokti yimara.
Would it be true also if it was reverse, if this woman had been married to someone before she married his son, and she had a co-wife before she married his son, and Reuven Smith from Chicago died, and then she married his son, and his son died, so that the Isser...
I'm not following the fact pattern.
Okay,
if you don't mind,
let's do it after
we finish the Gemara. So, Eim Aleh Satori Shalom Reis, Vahar Trey Kroik Sik Kanasim Lo, Mai Lav Chad Yeh V'chad L'Tzorah, Loi Yidav Yidav L'Tzorah, Chad L'Meis Tzorah Mok Mikvah, V'chad L'Mishri Tzorah Shalom Mok Mitzvah. Frank Timur, Mai Taima, V'yiv, Mai Taima, how do you learn these two drushes? V'yiv and V'yimah, V'mokim Yivam, Hu Da Asira Tzorah. Bring a right from the Mishnah that this pshat that we just said is correct. That Rav is right. That I do not need a special aleha, aleha, a special pasuk legabi the erev. You're telling me the Mishnah says chamesha, say noshim. Point to Sir, say the ilu l'chayit you go and say peturois Upoitrois tzareseh. Why didn't it say pturis? And only says poitrois. Pturis and pturis like tani. Shmamina. Because that's a double poshet. Everybody knows you can't go and marry your own daughter. Even b'makayim yivam, even b'makayim mitzvah. It's a double poshet. Ein esen toich aloi tzeshesh pekores. I don't need a mishnah for that. But I do need a mishnah to go and tell you the tzareseh. That's a right. That Rav is right. The whole the drushes with your leo leo is only to tell you the din of a tzareseh. Why are you telling me erva doesn't require a pasuk? The tzar is also a woman that has a din of karis on her. Why does it have a din of karis on her? Because she is the tzara of the erva. Big deal. The same pasuk that says ish lechois leisikach that you're not allowed to go marry the achois ishtoi even mokam yibum aleh aleh. That same pasuk says litzrar. So therefore, the same din applies to the tzara. Just like the achois ishtoi, you can't be miyavin, and she is an erva. She has a din of an esei sheish be alois sheish be karis. The tzara also has a din of alois sheish be karis. Mar. Leravina, yes, it's Barbimi Mar. Leravina, Hachi Kamar Mishmei Derava. Tzora Namli Istrichkra. You're absolutely right. For Tzora, you also don't need a pasuk because Tzora is just like Ereva and Ein Esed Doichalois Shiyesh Beikaris. So Istrichkra, what do I need a pasuk for? The Mishnei Tzora Shaloi B'Mokhi Mitzvah. Only to be mad to the Torah when it's not the Mokhi Mitzvah. My timer. Omekra Aleha B'Mokhi Aleha. Who the Asira? The Aleh doesn't come to tell you an Isur. I know that it's also to go and be Miyabim and Erev. I know it's also to be Miyabim Eitzara. They're both called an Lav Shiyesh Baikaris and Ein Esed Doichalois Shiyesh Baikaris. So Amakra Aleh Makam Aleh Hu the Asira. Shleim Makam Aleh Sharia. However, if it's Shleim Makam Mitzvah, that's when it's Mutter. So I only need the passing, not for the Erva, not for the tzara, only tell you tzara, shaloi v'mokai mitzvah. And with this we conclude for today, Rabbi Yisai, that according to Rava, the aleha, aleha that we had in the beginning of our Masechta does not teach you isurim, it teaches you heterim, the heter of a tzara, shaloi v'mokai mitzvah, and that should be continued tomorrow.